project, you have the possibility to already start with master courses in the last semester of your bachelor. So yeah, it was quite easy way to start with the master program, even though you haven't finished your bachelor and it's not possible anywhere else, so only at JKU.
There are so many different courses. For example, you can concentrate your interests on finance or strategic topics or HR aspects. So you have your competence areas, but besides them, you have also general courses where you can learn more about the long-term success factors for companies or how you can build a financial plan for the company. And I have to say, if you study this program, you will just see at first sight that you can work in every part of a company.
Welcome to the JKU Study Podcast. You do not know what or where to study yet? Then you have come to the right place. Here, active students give insights into the degree programs, talk about their everyday student life, and of course give tips and tricks how to master the beginning your studies. After all, who knows better how a degree program works than the students themselves? I'm Gregor, the social media manager at the Johannes Kepler University in Linz. And as you may have noticed, we have a very special episode today. Not only is the entire episode in English, but also we're talking about a master's degree program. And when I say we, I'm talking about Gülhan and Harald, who will give exciting insights into the degree program Master Management here at the JKU Business School. Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Fitting to the topic, we are currently sitting in the House of Schools 1, which has been the new home for the JKU Business School since the beginning of 2025. The vast light-flooded forum and the floating staircases between the different institutes of the JKU Business School are a really nice analogy for the JKU Master's Degree Program in Management. For one, you can choose a path in which you want to become a business leader in an internationally opening setting. The other thing is that after you are done, only the sky is the limit. And speaking of limits, I need to limit myself once more and let you talk. So, Gülhan, why did you choose to study Master Management at the JKU?
So, before I started to do my Master's in Management at the JKU, I studied Business Administration. And as I was very interested in analyzing company strategies, I wanted to go deeper into the strategy topic and wanted to deepen my knowledge about strategic topics, about how companies can make successful decisions and avoid problems or limitate them. And as if there are many courses which are not only focused on financial aspects, but also on global aspects, you can just deepen your knowledge on these topics and you can also choose your competence area. For example, I chose strategic and international management as I'm interested in strategic topics and not only figures and numbers. I chose this master program.
All right. So you had multiple options to go either like after your business administration bachelor's, either like finance direction,
yes,
or whatever, but you want to be strategic management.
Yes.
And this is where you found yourself.
That's right.
Wonderful. Harald, you have been already actively working when you took the decision to start your studies at the JKU.
Yes.
Can you tell us about it?
So I made an apprenticeship at Hofer at the supermarket in the store. And when you in Austria, when you want to go to university, you need the A-levels. So first of all, after the decision I want to study, I had to finish the A-levels. It was quite tough for me to do the A-levels because I do not finished a higher school. I made an apprenticeship, but it was makeable. And so I studied at JKU. First of all, business and economics at the bachelor, mm-hmm, and business and education in the diploma. Mm-hmm. And so it was quite a logic consequence because, you know, when you work at the supermarket in sales, you're selling goods. And so sales is kind of business related. And so the studies were also business related. And after finishing bachelor and diploma, I wanted to further focus on the skills. And so I decided to start and finish the master program management.
All right. So really happy to have you here that you took the decision, although you already had been in the working field, that you say, okay, now you want to study, you want to improve yourself. But why did you two choose exactly the JQ Linz for your master's degree?
You know, I have searched before different universities, also in Vienna and other big cities, but I was very convinced of the atmosphere at the JKU, because if you look at the campus, there are so many green places, the modern buildings, the friendly atmosphere, and all the international students, and also the courses are really well structured. And so I decided to stay at Linz, at the JKU, because, you know, when you study, for example, in Vienna or in another big city, you're just one of thousands or millions of students. Mm-hmm. But here at the JKU, I personally feel really personal. So I know that I'm appreciated as a student, because Linz is not a that big city. And you can just concentrate on your focus, on your study, but still have so many opportunities to do at the JKU and also in Linz.
Yes, so it's really fantastic also to have you here, that you didn't wander off to the other universities, but that you continue. And for you, Harald, you told us in the pre-talks that also in your bachelor's studies in business economics, you could already do master courses, which is super cool. I think this is also something that you cannot do in other universities so easily, right?
Yes, so that was one of the decisions. At JKU, you have the possibility to already start with master courses in the last semester of your bachelor. So yeah, it was quite easy way to start with the master program, even though you haven't finished your bachelor and it's not possible anywhere else. So only at JKU. And I also grew up and live in Linz. So it was quite of, yeah, an easy decision for me to choose that university.
But by the way, I also did my bachelor's in business and economics, so I can feel already and how great it is that you can do the master courses already, because first, you have a bit less stress in the master, especially in the first semester, if you can already do one or two courses, right? And secondly, you can basically try the master, right?
Yes.
You have already like some insights, you know that this is different. And I think later in the episode, we also talk about how it differs from a regular bachelor's studies, because master is like different, right?
Yeah.
But first, I want to tell another reason why it's actually good to come to Linz, is because recently it was accredited by the European Foundation for Management Development, the EFMD, which proves that the quality of education of the master is really superb. And actually, Harald, you have been one integral part of this accreditation, because you gave your voice as an interviewee when the accreditation process was. So thank you so much
for making this
happening. And now we can also use our voices not only for the accreditation of the business school and of the master management, but to see what you're actually learning in the master management. So how does your curricula look like?
So I've already said and told you that there are so many different courses. For example, you can concentrate your interests on finance or strategic topics or HR aspects. So you have your competence areas, but besides them, you have also general courses where you can learn more about the long-term success factors for companies, or how you can build a financial plan for the company. And I have to say, if you study this program, you will just see at first sight that you can work in every part of a company. So for example, a comparison towards the bachelor's, for example, what I have already studied, the business administration, the master's program, so management, is more practical and not based on that much theoretical frameworks. So that means that you are more flexible and you can also think more creatively and don't have to stick on one theoretical framework. So every aspect and idea what you speak out in the discussions in a course is really well appreciated, and there's no right answer.
All right. So basically, you're building up like on the foundation that you had in your bachelor's in the business administration. I think that at the beginning, you have still like one or two semesters where you have like the ground level management courses you learn everything tiny bit. As you said, then you can work in different parts of a company, from finance, whoever wants to do that, to to marketing, HR, strategic management. And then you can dig deeper into your core competence areas. It was really nice of you. You teased already that you are super interested in the strategic management aspect of the master's management. So this is one of three core competence areas. And the other two are marketing and management, as well as leadership, human resource management, and change. And I think you, Harald, you chose a different one than Gülhan did, right?
Yes. Yes, correctly. So I chose the third one you said. I chose the core competence area, leadership, human resources, and change management. Because in the bachelor studies, I chose marketing and international marketing. So I wanted to make another core competence area in the master studies. And I chose that one.
All right. And you also told me, and this is like before and also in the pre-talk, that it's different because it's not like the frameworks as you would learn it in a bachelor, but way more hands-on. So do you look at like real life examples, case studies and companies, or how does it work?
Yeah, that's a big topic in every course, if I remember correctly. So if you choose, for example, the competence area strategic and international management, all the courses are based on practical case studies, also from companies in Linz, which are well known. And yeah, I mean, you don't learn the theoretical frameworks in all courses because you have already done it. Mm-hmm. I hope it's so in the bachelor's. So you are more focused and you can more deepen your knowledge on the practical topics. For example, we have also the course Interdisciplinary Business Projects, where you will work in all competence areas, so not only in my competence area, with well-known companies. Mm-hmm. For example, I work with Keba, and you work with your group. You are assigned to specific groups, and you will just work one semester with those companies, and you have to develop solutions and strategies for those companies to gain more practical experiences. Yeah, so you have the chance to develop strategies with the supervisors of those companies, and we have weekly appointments with the supervisor of this company, and we meet online and talk about possibilities and possible strategies we can do. And there is, of course, important that you just read the academic papers first, so you can use it on the practical examples of the companies and find the solutions at the end. And this is such a great opportunity for the students to gain practical experiences with such companies. And if you ask me, I personally have already thought to work at Keba, because you go to the company at the first appointment and you just see how the people work and what atmosphere there is, and you just get some ideas where you could work in the future.
So this interdisciplinary business project helps you not only that you can apply the knowledge that you have, or like the academic papers when you're reading, but you actually put them to use, right?
Right.
You can work together with the supervisors from a renowned international company. Maybe some of the listeners will know Keba, right? So in Linz and Upper Austria, we're like the powerhouse of industry. So I think there are like a lot of well-known industry partners. And then you can first deepen your knowledge, but also you can deepen the network that you have with the people. You also did your IBP already?
So yes, I also made the IBP in the core competence area HR. And in my case, I had the company First Alpine. And it was really cool because it was a real problem First Alpine faces nowadays. And it was really cool because it was a problem we had to, we had to finish within one semester, And yeah, with a group of total five people. And yeah, it was really fun to combine the theoretical knowledge we learned at the university and with the practical interviews from employees from First Alpine, and also to present the findings with the company. So in our case, the head of HR was there, and you know, it's quite big. So and it was really cool to have higher managers there in this setting. And it was a really big course I remember the most of the study.
All right. It sounds really cool because you can really make an impact on these companies. And I do think that also the companies value the work of the students.
I hope so.
But when I hear like the real life that like cases from Kevin from First Alpine, I think that they're really happy to work together with students, especially if it's not only the local students, but also if it's the international students who can also bring like other perspectives into one's framework. Can you give us an estimate of how many international students from abroad are attending the master management?
I would say if I take one course, I would say 60% of the students are international students. Mm-hmm. And some of them already know some German, so it's also easier for us to talk with them also in German, so they can also improve the German language. But it's also very special for us because we can also improve our English language.
For sure, yes.
Because, you know, I have already struggled at the beginning with the English language. So, yeah, I would say 60%.
All right. That's actually quite high for the master's management. I'm really happy because then people actively come here. You have like interpersonal and intercultural skills just in talking with each other. You have cool, memorable memories of, I don't know, enjoying the studies together. And in the pre-talk, you told us about one special colleague that you have who is from Costa Rica.
Yeah, that's right. He was very... I think he was around 30 years old and he left his family. I get to know him in a special course, negotiation skills, where we could also improve our negotiation skills. And yeah, I get to know him and he told me that he's already around 30 and he came 5 years ago to study here at the JKU. And he want to stay here because he like Austria and also the master's program. And I also see him in some other courses. So it's really good to see international students that they are having fun at the JKU and also appreciate the learning topics we have here at this program.
Yes, that's really nice. And I hope that also prospecting international students listen to this podcast and think like, yes, I also want to come to study the master management. But from coming to Linz to going abroad, have you been abroad already?
So yes, in my bachelor studies, I was in Norway, in Bergen, and it was, yeah, the best time of my whole academic career. So it was quite a cool experience there, you know, with all things, with the landscape, with the people, with the university there. Yeah, so it was one of the best decisions I ever had.
You ever took, right? And would you go back again in the master's, or how is it going abroad during the master's studies?
Yes. So we had a couple of students who went abroad during the last semester to write the master thesis there. Mm-hmm. I was not abroad in the master program because I already worked and it, for time issues, it was kind of hard for me to stay away for half a year. But we had some students, as I said, who wrote their master thesis abroad.
really cool. I mean, and I can speak from experience because I wrote my master thesis abroad. It's a challenge. It's really interesting to find the people, the supervisors, and all of the data that you want to have abroad. But if you seek the challenge, if you want to do it, it's one incredible, important lesson for your life. But not only if you write the master thesis abroad, but also if you write the master thesis in here at JKU. So how does the end of the studies look like in the master management at the JKU Business School?
So I'm now in my third semester. I will write my master thesis in the next semester, and I have already some topics because you can look at the JKU's website for some topics. The institute have already put it on the website. And yeah, I think it's easy to write a master thesis here, and you get so much support of the professors. So, I mean, I can speak for myself because I know many professors at the institute, at the Strategic Management Institute, and they're really supportive. And I don't think that students will ever struggle with the master thesis at the management program.
I do hope so. besides the topics that are given by the institute, could you also choose your own topics?
Yeah, sure. But you can also look at the topics and then get inspired by them and search for your own topic. I think it's more interesting if you have your own topic. And yeah.
Okay. And so you're planning to write it next semester after finishing the master thesis. Then comes the next conclusion. What can you do after finishing here the master management?
You know, I've already told that there are many different courses where you can specialize yourself. If you want to work in a bank, you have already have this knowledge in the master's program. Or if you want to start your own company, you can also make it. So you have so many opportunities. Yeah, and if you have already done your competence area, you will have some ideas where you want to work at in the future. And there are so many possibilities. And if you want to stay in Linz, you know, in Linz, there are so many companies where you can work, and they also look for master students. So I think no one will have ever struggled to find a workplace, because this master, the management program, is so flexible and so broad that you don't have struggles.
That's true, because of the generalistic point you learn from everything, like core competences. I mean, you have competence areas, but you do get competences in financial accounting, in controlling, in marketing, in HR, in leadership, and so on. So you basically could go everywhere in each company and either pursue your dream, or it's easier for you to step into another area because you already know like the basics, right?
Right.
Exactly. I mean, I also did general management at JKU, and now I'm doing the podcast, right? So,
so you can change your direction.
It's actually in the directions in marketing, yes. All right, so you can basically work everywhere, and then of course it helps if you already have an extended network because of the projects that you did, because of the international students that you had, maybe working besides already helps also to increase the network that you can find an easier job later, or you create your own job by founding a company, right? Since you have like the deeper insights in all of the different business aspects, I think it's also easier to find the company because you know how to do the business planning, the bookkeeping, the marketing, and everything all at once. You're like the general manager for exactly this. Yes. So coming from the end of the studies back to the beginning, or actually before the beginning of the studies, can you give some tips and tricks for prospective students locally or internationally when they want to start the studies master management at the JKU Business School?
I think the main first challenge will be the language, the English language. Me personally, I was so scared at the beginning because I was just used to speak German all the time because the bachelor's program was all in German, and I was really struggling. But I have to say that everyone can start somewhere to handle a specific challenge. So you don't have to be scared. You can just start also before, just by watching Netflix shows, listening to podcasts, especially JKU podcasts.
Especially the whole time, listen to it.
Yeah, and you will get also known to international new students, and you will never have struggles to deal with the challenges of the English language. And after a few days or weeks, your brain will just automate this language and you won't notice that it's a third language or so. So you will see it as a first language.
Mm, that's true. Like, that's the fantastic thing of the brain, that every language that you continuously practice, right, that it becomes more natural. And then also, I mean, I can hear your English is really good. So
thank you.
So there's no need to be afraid of the language. I myself also, before studying an English program, I was like, how should I ever do this? But it really is, for all the people listening here right now, it's not a big deal. You will get so easily. And then the moment that you step into the classroom, it switches, right?
Right.
And you're basically immersed in the language. Yes. Harald, do you have a tip and trick for new students?
So yes, I have a tip. As I said, for me, the time abroad in the bachelor was one of the best times I ever had in the academic career. And so if somebody is really open about it and maybe do not already made a study abroad, he or she should really do a semester abroad. So it really like open your, yeah, as you said, it's a really big experience in life.
Mm, perfect. And also it helps you while being immersed in the English language to go abroad, and also going abroad helps you in the English language.
Yeah, right.
Because you're, unless you're doing a semester abroad in Germany or in Switzerland, yeah, or somewhere else in Austria, which is not abroad, you will definitely have to use a different language than your own.
That's
yes.
Right.
Okay. So thank you. At the end of each episode, we ask our students to showcase one object that they associate with their study program or the student life. What did you bring us today?
I bring today my coffee cup because I live far away from here, from Linz. I have to drive 2 hours a day to Linz and then again 2 hours back home. So I need coffee all the time. And yeah, luckily we have everywhere at the JKU coffee machines, so I can get everywhere coffee. And without coffee, I haven't survived the master's program till now. So I'm thankful to coffee.
Hashtag not sponsored. Kudos that you basically travel this far here to JKU and going back. Everything sustainable by train.
Yeah.
And that you can see that you really put your heart into this master management to come here on a daily basis. Thank you so much. There's also an interesting story about coffee in Norway that you want to tell us.
Yes, yeah, so in Norway we had an all-in package available at this university. So you get your coffee cup, mm-hmm, and you have a flat rate there. And so everywhere on the campus are coffee machines, and with this cup you get free coffee 24/7. So
nice.
there is a barcode on the coffee cup, mm-hmm, and you can scan the barcode at the coffee machine, and you can grab your coffee everywhere in the cafeteria and at the learning places and everywhere.
That's what I need.
Yes, that's also what I want to see at JKU. So whenever you're listening to this podcast, hopefully by then the new system of all you can drink coffee flat rate is also here on JKU campus. But this is not the object that you brought us today, Harald. What did you bring us?
Yeah, I brought the picture of fish sticks.
Okay.
It was quite a funny story, I remember. It's also a story from Norway. It was the last day before we took the plane back home. So at the very ending, in the last few hours together with the boys, and you know, we lived there in a student housing, mm-hmm, and we had a shared kitchen. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was already, so on the next day, we already took the plane back home. So it was already evening and it was the last few hours and everything is already packed. So the luggage is already finished, packed. We opened the refrigerator, mm-hmm. and it was already empty. But then we opened the freezer in the refrigerator.
Oh no.
And there were still, I think, 3 or 4 packages left full of fish sticks.
I know.
And so it was the last few hours already in the evening at the night, hundreds of fish sticks. And we were just a couple of people. So we made 3 or 4 layers full of fish sticks. So
it was like a tiny oven in the tiny kitchen.
Stream.
And so it was kind of a mess, and it was so memorizable because it was last few hours we had quite of fun there, and it was a cool ending.
Oh, really cool. And now you have this picture of your 100 fish sticks on your fridge to know that you should always check the freezer before you're leaving for a big travel or going home, right?
Yes. And you know, Norway is quite expensive, so this package of fish sticks costs very much.
So it was definitely worth to eat it and not to throw it away.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking about 100 fish sticks actually make me hungry. So I think after this recording, I will go to one of the many restaurants in and around the JKU campus. But first, I want to thank you so much for your insights into the study program. And if you would like